You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Today, we've figured out pizza, robots, the best personal assistants, the list goes on. Our next guest has been figuring something out for about 20 years now. Basically, how to make a commercial machine that turns the weather into sound. His name is Quintron, born Robert Rolston. He's an organ player, instrument builder, and inventor. And for the better part of a decade, he's been making the Weather Warlock. It takes a series of sensors mounted outside and runs them through a soundboard, turning them into tones. So wind makes a sound, rain, sun, etc. Here's Quintron at Spellcaster Lodge in New Orleans' Ninth Ward.
And my latest obsession is this beast that we're standing in front of called the Weather Warlock. So this is an audio mirror of what's happening outside. You could close your eyes and hear the sunset. You could close your eyes and know that it's raining. Close your eyes and know if it's windy or not. This tone right here is the end of sunset. I'll turn everything else down. And then at that moment when the light just dips just low enough, you'll hear a tone come in. And that tone will descend like 2 octaves into nothing, and that takes 45 minutes. So imagine a pitch going microtone by microtone by microtone by microtone down very evenly over 30 or 40 minutes. You could never even do it with your fingers on a knob. Like, you could never have that precise of control over a descending pitch with anything you could do with your hand. You could program it, I guess, but this is like only the sun can do that. Only the descending light of sun can do that. This is the drone that's controlled by temperature. And then this one is the wind, but it's not very windy, so I'm going to quickly go make the wind go fake. Hold on. So that's the wind, and then the sun, which is almost gone. It's just petering out. It's just ticking, and eventually it'll just go away all night, and then when the sun rises, it'll start with this ticking noise and then ascend in pitch until it becomes too high for human hearing. And then the rain, I'll make it fake rain really quick. I sprayed water on the rain sensors so we can have some rain sounds. And you can change those and slow them down. I'm playing it right now. Playing with the weather. This is my second good idea I've had in my life. I guess when you're an inventor, you acknowledge those, like, there's small ideas and there's inspirations and then there's like big good ideas. And I would say this is the second big good idea that I've had. And my first inclination was like, streamline it, make it, you know, somehow mass producible and sell them. Like, I think people would want these and gotta, you know, get the price down, and looked into like manufacturing in China and having the boards burnt here and there. And then slowly I just had to build the biggest, craziest, most complex one that I could. Don't streamline it, put more knobs on it, more twiddles and doodles, and make it just the most ultimate, best, you know, multi-$1,000 crazy analog synth that I can, and then stream it for free. I had to invest a lot of money in trial and error. I had to buy a lot of parts that I ended up not using. I worked with a really important design partner in this, a local engineer named Marshall Brown, and we both spent a lot of time. We were not working other jobs. And mostly the expense was in, you know, our own labor and parts. Thousands of dollars in unused failed experiments. But that's how you improve on things. You build and fail and destroy and build and fail and destroy and build and fail and destroy. That's the history of all invention.
If you want to hear the weather streaming live, you can visit marketplace.org and click on Weather for the Blind.